AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A massive recovery operation is going on in the Potomac River near Washington after an American Airlines jet collided with an Army helicopter while landing at Reagan National Airport.
After searching the frigid waters overnight.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors.
D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly speaking alongside Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We all share in a profound sense of grief.
There were 64 people aboard the plane flying in from Kansas and three soldiers on the Black Hawk helicopter, which would make this the deadliest U.S. air crash in nearly 24 years. There's no immediate word on the cause. The jet was making a routine landing in clear conditions, and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says military helicopters routinely fly nearby.
Something went wrong here.
And an investigation will find out what.
I will tell you with complete confidence, we have the safest airspace in the world.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says it should be quickly determined whether the helicopter was in the corridor and at the right altitude.
It was a fairly experienced crew, and it was doing a required annual night evaluation. They did have night vision goggles.
The flight was arriving from Wichita, Kansas, site of the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. A skating club outside Boston says six members or associates were killed in that crash, including two teenagers, and includes two Russian figure skating coaches whose son recently finished fourth at the Figure Skating Championships. The government says for all of last year, the economy grew at a healthy 2.8%. The economy expanded at a 2.3% annual rate between October and December. Three of President Trump's cabinet picks, Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., are expected to face skepticism and intense grilling from Democratic senators today during their confirmation hearings. This is AP News. Hamas has freed eight hostages.
Chaotic scenes unfolded as a hostage was led through a crowd in Gaza before being handed over to the Red Cross on Thursday. Israel was expected to release another 110 Palestinians from Israeli prison. The hostages released Thursday included a female Israeli soldier, a 29-year-old Israeli woman, an 80-year-old Israeli man, and five Thai laborers who had been working in southern Israel when they were captured. The first hostage to be released on Thursday, female Israeli soldier Agam Berger, met her parents in Israel in a tearful reunion. Thursday's exchange would be the third since the start of a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip that has held for a week and a half. Over 6 weeks, Hamas is to free 33 Israeli hostages, roughly one-third of those held, in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinians in Israeli jails. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.